Many families throughout East Central Illinois are facing tough decisions about whether to move loved ones into nursing homes. As Dan Petrella of CU Citizen Access reports, they may be surprised to learn that many area nursing homes received low marks from the federal government.
Last Monday, resident Ardith Orr and others at Country Healthcare and Rehab sang hymns during morning devotions. Orr has lived at the nursing home in rural Gifford since having a bad fall last year.
I don't think they even thought I would live when I came in here because I had so many aches and pains and so many things that happened to me afterwards while I was recuperating from my fall. Gosh, I had pneumonia twice and I had emergency gallbladder surgery. I had a back fracture.
Now on the mend, Orr wishes she was still able to live in her own apartment. She knows that's no longer possible. But Orr keeps a smile on her face and participates in many activities at the home.
I can't complain about one thing. I just simply can't. The staff has been good to me.
Many area nursing home residents aren't so lucky. State records and interviews with advocates reveal numerous incidents that have endangered residents' health and safety. Some are left waiting nearly an hour for help using the bathroom. Others develop serious bed sores that go unnoticed for days or weeks. Or they break bones when dropped by staff members helping them into beds or wheelchairs. In some cases, these incidents have even resulted in deaths. 2 years ago, a resident at Carl Arbor's in Savoy choked on mandarin orange slices and died the next day. He was supposed to receive a pureed diet, but he was found with solid food protruding from his mouth. The administrator at Carl Arbor's, now called Champaign-Urbana Regional Rehab Center, could not be reached for comment.
When someone says, I accept you, I will admit you, I can take care of you, they have made a promise. And you need to fulfill that.
That's Tammy Wacker, the regional ombudsman for the East Central Illinois Area Agency on Aging, a Bloomington-based nonprofit that advocates for nursing home residents. The Federal Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services rate nursing homes certified to accept government aid payments. Homes that are much above average get 5 stars. Homes that are much below average get 1 star. Out of 7 Champaign County nursing homes, 4 are rated below or much below average. These low-rated homes contain 75% of the beds available to government aid recipients. Chris Casper is administrator of Country Health, the only 5-star nursing home in Champaign County.
We're very proud to be a 5-star facility.
He admits the system has limitations, but believes it's a useful resource for consumers. Other nursing home officials are much more critical. Greg Wilson is vice president for Peterson Healthcare. The company owns Illini Heritage Rehab and Healthcare in Champaign, one of 3 local facilities rated much below average. In an email, he called the rating system, quote, very flawed. Tammy Wacker also acknowledges that the ratings aren't perfect, but she says they make some things very clear. In addition to the overall rating, homes are given stars for health inspections, staffing, and so-called quality measures, such as the percentage of residents with bed sores.
A lot of times when you've got homes that are rated a 1-star in all 3 of those categories, it's a really safe bet that that's a 1-star home, and that's exactly what you're going to get.
One such home is Helia Healthcare of Champaign. In recent years, the home has paid about $72,000 in fines and penalties for violating regulations. In one incident, a resident broke his neck and died when his wheelchair fell backwards. A nursing assistant was wheeling him into the shower using a poorly constructed ramp. Administrator Araceli Henson canceled 2 scheduled interviews after agreeing to speak with us. Helia's Urbana location shut down in 2009 when regulators pulled its certification due to ongoing problems with patient care. Many nursing homes say delayed state reimbursements contribute to low staffing levels and other issues that can impact residents' quality of life. But Wacker says very few facilities are making their best efforts to invest in resident care and are still struggling financially.
I have very little sympathy for that argument.
If you're looking for a nursing home, advocates say it's crucial to visit facilities you're considering, ask a lot of questions, and most importantly, talk with current residents and their families. I'm Dan Petrella for CU Citizen Access and Illinois Public Media.
CU Citizen Access reporter Pam Dempsey and University of Illinois journalism graduate Sabrina Santucci contributed to this story. To read more about the conditions of area nursing homes, visit cu-citizenaccess.org. There you can view an interactive map of facility ratings and find resources to help in selecting a nursing home. Next, we turn to University of Illinois journalism professor Brant Houston. The Journalism Department of the College of Media runs the CU Citizen Access Project. Brant Houston is one of the faculty members who oversee the project. Brant Houston, good to talk with you again.
Thanks for having me on.
So more than half, close to 60% of nursing homes in Champaign County that accept Medicare or Medicaid payments were rated below average. How do the facilities in Champaign County compare to others in East Central Illinois?
Well, it's about the same because a percentage is a little harsh on it. You know, when you're talking 4 out of 7, it's about 42%, I believe, or just over 40% of the homes in a 13 county area that we looked at were rated below average. So it's not a great situation across the region.
How often do nursing homes undergo routine inspections?
It varies because their reactions to complaints, you know, their response to complaints and coming in and looking at them. And then the inspections are periodically done through the year.
Okay. How are complaints lodged? Who investigates them? And how quickly?
Well, it's the Department of Health, and I think it varies in the response time, but it's pretty quick. And, you know, there are complaints that are unfounded. So I think we all have to realize that and realize, of course, that they're very good homes. We featured one of the 5-star ones in what we did so we can see what the highest standard is. But, you know, they're out there. There was major reform a couple of years ago because of great Chicago Tribune work. And so there are more surveyors, as they call them, out the State Department of Health looking at the conditions of the nursing homes.
Can you review with us briefly what the Trib uncovered and what happened as a result?
Well, one of the major things they found were felons and violent criminals within nursing homes, both being placed there and working there. That resulted in some raids at the nursing homes. There were also the kinds of care issues that the inspections find. So there was a lot of concern with the kind of scrutiny that was going on and who was actually being placed in a nursing home and then who was working there.
How accessible to the public are the records about a nursing home's track record?
Well, the federal government records, Nursing Home Compare, can be found, and we have them at our site. They can be accessed pretty readily. It takes a little time to move around in the website, but those are very available. A little inconsistent from the state. We've put up all the documents the latest documents on the nursing homes, but they're very responsive to the Freedom of Information Act and very open about getting records to folks who are interested.
At the CU Citizen Access website, as you mentioned, there are a number of related stories and resources, and one of them is a piece on finding a good nursing home. And key is visiting, of course, and talking to a lot of people. What are some of the things you want to see and hear?
I think a lot of it is pretty obvious. It's just really making sure that you go in there. I mean, we've had administrators say, look at whether the staff is smiling, look at the mood of the staff, look how many are around there, look at the cleanliness, the conditions that you have there. Of course, you know, you have varying conditions of the patients themselves, but, you know, are patients isolated? Are they being left outside, sitting in a chair alone, unattended? Is the staff paying attention to the comings and goings out of the various exits and entrances? We found a couple of cases, one home where, you know, the clients basically were able to walk out of the home even though they had Alzheimer's and were found, I mean, one was found walking on Mattis Ave. So you need to look at security, how attentive they are, the mood, and the cleanliness. But you can go down a whole checklist by going to the website and, you know,
yeah.
see anything that I'm forgetting to mention.
that's a really valuable resource. I'm really happy to see that there. One of the nursing home administrators, Dan Petrella, quotes in the report at the website, talked about the difficulty that low and slow Medicaid reimbursements pose. We've seen this regarding the Champaign County and Vermilion County nursing homes. What are your thoughts on that angle of the story? And I can't give you more than a minute.
Yeah, well, be brief on it. Clearly, if you're short on funds, you're going to have trouble paying your employees on a timely basis. That's going to end up with having employees leaving or morale not being good. And, of course, in nursing home, you want morale to be very good. It's putting incredible pressure on the nursing homes that aren't getting these reimbursements. And, you know, this is critical kind of care. You've got people who are very ill and have many disabilities, and they need the care, and they need these the homes need the reimbursements in order to provide that care.
Yeah, very vulnerable.
That's exacerbating, not a good situation.
Yeah, very vulnerable populations.
Yes.
Brant Houston, thank you so much for talking with me.
Oh, thank you.
University of Illinois Journalism Professor Brant Houston, the Journalism Department of the College of Media, runs CU Citizen Access, the project. And to read more about the conditions of area nursing homes, again, visit cu-citizenaccess.org.